From the Heart, March 15, In Christ's Steps. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. The Son of God left his riches and honor and glory, and clothed his divinity with humanity, that humanity might take hold of divinity and become a partaker of the divine nature. He came not to live in the palaces of kings, to live without care and labor and be supplied with all the conveniences which human nature naturally craves. The world never saw its Lord wealthy. In the council of heaven he had chosen to stand in the ranks of the poor and the oppressed, to learn the trade of his earthly parent. He came to the world to be a reconstructor of character, and he brought into all his work the perfection which he desired to bring into the character he was transforming by divine power. Nor did he shun the social life of his countrymen, that all might become acquainted with God manifest in the flesh. He mingled with every class of society, and was called the friend of sinners. In himself, Christ possessed an absolute right to all things, but he gave himself to a life of poverty, that we might be rich in heavenly treasure. Commander in the heavenly courts, he took the lowest place on earth. Rich, yet for our sake he became poor. For a little time, the Lord allows his people to be his stewards, that he may test their character. In that time, they decide their eternal destiny. If they work in opposition to the will of God, they cannot belong to the royal family. Evidence of the work of grace in the heart is given when we do good to everyone as we have opportunity. The proof of our love is given in a Christ-like spirit, a willingness to impart the good things God has given us, a readiness to practice self-denial and self-sacrifice in order to help advance the cause of God and suffering humanity. Never should we pass by the object that calls for our liberality. The Lord will use all who will give themselves to be used. But he requires heart service. When the heart is given to God, our talents, our energy, our possessions, all we have and are, will be devoted to his service.